remember first PM evening class, screw Dave.
Today our yatra, it went to Lauvan and then to Rahul, Brahman Ghat, Gokul Mahavan and then Dauji. There in Lauvan he killed Lau Jangasur there, and he also used to graze the cows there. There is also, Madhav Maharaj is mentioning, there is also boat pastimes also took place there. And in Rahul you went, that is Radhaji's birthplace. Thereafter, we went to Brahmand Ghat.
What is the story of Brahmand Ghat? Radhakant Prabhu will speak something.
English.
They complained to Mother Yashoda, Krishna was very naughty. But his naughtiness always increased the love of the Vrajvasis, especially Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So one day, he was eating dirt, and his cowherd boyfriends complained to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda came in and grabbed him and said, "Hey, I've heard that you're eating dirt." Krishna says, "No, Maya, I've not eaten dirt." "Then let me see, open your mouth." And Krishna lay in Mother Yashoda's lap, opened his mouth. At that time, Mother Yashoda could see all the various universes. In this universe, it is covered by different coverings. And this is only one universe in hundreds and thousands and millions of universes in the material world. So Mother Yashoda could see all the different Brahmandas, all the different universes, as well as she could see herself with Krishna performing different leelas of different universes. She was totally astonished. But we know that Krishna is performing Naralat Leela, human pastimes. So even though there is an appearance of opulence, Aishwarya, in this case, it's not ordinary to express something so fantastic, like he did also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. To Arjuna, he explained his universal form. At that time, Arjuna was trembling in fear, and he started offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, which was his dear friend. But because of seeing such great opulence, he immediately remembered that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's made some offense in calling him friend, sleeping with him, joking with him, sharing food with him. So he immediately, his love became shrunken, and he offered prayers. But in the case of Mother Yashoda and all Vrajvasis, their love, because it's Madhurya Mani Prema, is completely covered with the sweetness of intense Vrajras. Thinking that Krishna is just a small boy, he's dependent on me. So even though Mother Yashoda saw all the different Brahmandas, and she saw such opulences, still she thought, "Oh, what is this? I must be having a dream. It's not that my son has some great opulence, but I must be, either he's possessed by a ghost, or I'm having some dream." Her love, because it's pure Vrajras Vatsalya Prema, even though the appearance of opulence may be there, she never sees Krishna as anything other than her darling son. So, after this incident, Mother Yashoda felt that some demon may have come, or maybe she may be in some illusion, and she called for the cows and different ingredients from the cows and performed some ritualistic ceremony to protect her Lala, her dear son, from disturbances, because there have been so many disturbances from Bhutana, Nakshinavarta, Sakatashur, etc. So she wanted to protect her dear son. So at this place in Ramanuga, this pastime happened just on the other side of the Jamuna River, across from Mathura. This is also where Vasudev, the husband of Devaki, brought Krishna across the river on that dark, foreboding night and took the expansion of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, and exchanged or merged Devi Krishna into Shyam Sundar Nanda Nanda Kishore Nanda Krishna on his birth night. So this place is filled with Krishna's childhood pastimes, and it helps us to remember the sweetness of those wonderful pastimes and how Vrajvasa, the love of the Vrajvasis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, especially the gopis of Srimati Radhika, even though there's appearance of Aishwarya in Vrindavan, is never covered by this Aishwarya, and Madhurya is always predominating in Vrindavan. And Krishna's exhibition of his childhood pastimes, his human life pastimes, is predominant. Why? Because if Krishna showed too much opulence, then love would become shrunken. Prema sankichita, like in Vaikuntha, there's so much opulence that it creates some sense of fear and separation from the servants of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. So in Vrindavan especially, Krishna's Yogamaya potency in Vrindavan is very expertly arranging all these pastimes. So that even though there may be some opulence, Krishna is always seen as a very cheap, very, very sweet, innocent, dependent young boy who's very charming, very beautiful, and very lovable. Lord Krishna.
कभी कृष्ण ग्वालों के साथ में राम के साथ में
Now Krishna along with Balaram and other cowherd boys he's playing. All the boys are clapping. Daubhaiya also is also begin to clap. Krishna saw everybody is clapping and they're looking towards me and laughing. He asked, Why do you clap and see towards me? Nanda Baba is white complexion. So is Yashoda mother. And you black, where have you come from? You are not their son. Somebody's son was born somewhere and they kept you there under some tree and they brought you here. You are not their son, they are maintaining you. Dao Bhaiya also began to clap in amusement and Krishna began to wonder, I am not Yashoda mother's son. Crying, he went to Mother Yashoda in the home and Mother Yashoda in front of her, he began to roll on the ground crying loudly. Maya asked, what happened? Why are you crying? Somehow she pacified him a bit and she wants to take him in her lap, but he doesn't come in her lap. So Maya, I am not your son. I was found somewhere, Nanda Baba brought to you, gave me in your lap, and you are just maintaining me. Who told you this? Everybody. Even Dao Bhaiya. He is also clapping. I take a vow on Narayan, I tell you. And she pacified him in her lap and pacified him. And then there are in Brahmangad so many other pastimes are also there. Translation.
One of the pastimes happened there. One time, all the sakas, especially Gaudi, were looking towards Krishna, laughing very heavily, clapping their hands. And Krishna was still thinking, what's going on? Then we asked them, why are you laughing and clapping? Then Balaram said, Madhya Soda is very fair complexion, and Sri Nandarama is very fair complexion. Where a black person like you came from must be that you are not the son of Madhya Soda. Any other person gave birth, we kept you in the hall of one in which you.
MP3 से छोटा होता है।
iPod है। Then Nanda Baba so kind, he heard you crying, he took you, put you on the lap of your Yashoda, and became adopted. Then all the boys were laughing, and Krishna had some doubt. Then weeping, Krishna went back to Nanda Baba, to Gokul. Then Madhya Yashoda asked, my son, why are you crying? You come on my lap? But Krishna would not come on Madhya Yashoda's lap. Only he was rolling on the ground and weeping. Why, again and again she asked him, why are you weeping? Finally he said, it must be that really I am not your son, because Nanda Baba is fair complexion, you are fair complexion, but I am black. That means I am someone else's son, but you have adopted me. Then Madhya Yashoda took Krishna on her lap and promised, I swear before Narayana that you are my son, you are my son, you are my son, and Krishna was passive.
मुनि महाराज रावण की कुछ बातें बतलाई थी गांव गए थे, आज गए ही नहीं कहीं।
बुखार
टेम्परेचर
सेट टेम्परेचर
टेम्परेचर टेम्परेचर बुखार Bukhar. Bukhar. Bukhar means temperature. Temperature. He had temperature. Did not go to Rahul today. He said.
Agyan bhinam sayan salagya chakshur mritenge tasmay sri yurogena kansaja tatarcha pipara samudpayasa patitanam pavitro vasmato nama.
Amongst all the such exalted Vaishnavas in their assembly, I am totally unqualified, but by the order of Srila Gurudev to speak something on Rahul, that is why to purify my tongue and my speech and whatever I have heard from Gurudev and Vaishnavs, I will try to speak a little. We hear from the Vaishnavs that Rahul, the worshipful deity of our sampradaya, it is the birthplace of her, Sri Radha Rani. Like Varshana, there is Vishwanukund. Similarly, there also, Radha Ji in Vishramkund, she on a lotus flower, she was on that lotus flower, and she was taken by, she was found by Nanda, Vishwanu Maharaj, not Nanda Baba. So then he used to go and take bath every morning, and in the morning he saw a small baby girl playing on this lotus flower. He had a son in his home, Sri Dham, and then he brought this baby girl in his home. Narad Rishi saw Narad Rishi to have darshan of Srimati Radharani. He came to that place. He, Yashoda mother, not Yashoda mother, mistake, has some daughter taken birth in your home? He said, no, I have no daughter. No, some daughter must have taken birth to you. Then he sent him to bring his daughter. Then he brought this daughter, and then that time Narad Rishi performed her worship when Vrishabhanu Maharaj went away for some time. Then she manifested her youthful form in Kishori form along with her Sakhis. I was not ready for speaking. Such an educated boy you are. If you'll become nervous, will it help? In Rahul, Harikatha was spoken. So many things. In Gokul, in brief, Shyam Sundar ji will speak. In brief, all the pastimes that took place there.
Yeah.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सर्वप्रथम
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
मध्य गुरुपाद जिला प्रश्नों विष्णुपाद
I offer my respects to Bhakti Jivan Narayan Goswami Maharaj, my Gurudev. I pray for his causeless mercy and thereafter my Shiksha Gurupad, Om Shripada Shrotra Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj's lotus feet. Also, I offer innumerable obeisances. I pray for his mercy upon me. Present all the sannyasis and all the Vaishnavs. And Vaishnavis, I offer my appropriate respects and I pray for their mercy upon my head. Pujapad Maharaji has ordered me to speak something about Gokul. In Gokul, Shyam Sundar took birth. That's why the childhood pastimes of his, it is over flooded with his childhood pastimes. Today, remembering those pastimes, whoever goes to darshan, they can have darshan of those very pastimes directly today also. Actually, Gokul, there is no place in Brajmandal which where his pastimes have not been performed, but especially in Gokul, in the courtyard of Gokul, in each and every in each every garden, each and every cowshed, in each and every corner and nook and corner, in all the gardens and in his maintaining, in his protecting, in playing his flute, he is speaking poetry, very beautiful. Everywhere are his footprints. Gokul is Krishna's pastime place where Krishna has directly taken birth. Actually, in the glories of Gokul, it is so expansive that because Krishna took birth there, in other places, although Krishna, he appeared, but in Mathura or in Ayodhya, Ram, he appeared, but like this birth, he never took this pastime where Nani Chedan, the cutting of the umbilical cord, in other places we have not heard this, it is not possible elsewhere. Because we will see that when Mathura appeared in Mathura, we hear that exactly at 12 o'clock in the night, think that maybe 11:59 in Gokul he took birth. Maybe 1 second later on he appeared in Mathura, after 1 second in Mathura, because two activities have been performed here. If Krishna would have taken birth in one place only, then or he would have been appeared, then only one pastime would have taken place. But Sukadeva Goswami is saying, exactly at 11:59:59, you may think, Krishna took birth. From where? Devaki, when it is mentioned here, you should understand it is Yashoda who is being mentioned. One of the names of Yashoda is Devaki. Yashoda Devaki. So Yashoda's, from Yashoda's womb he took birth, like a human form. In Mathura he did not take birth as human. He appeared. He did not come there as a child. In 400 form he appeared. Sukadev ji said, he is not child, astonishing child he is, because child is small. He cries when he takes birth, maybe laughs, but at the time of his birth, he, with his four-handed form, Chakra Gada Padma, he is decorated with all these things. So that is why there is speciality of Gokul other than other places, because he took birth here. Nanda Baba was his own son. Nandasu Atmaj means he is not thinking somebody could be his son and made a festival. That Vasudev, some people say that he got the child from Vasudev and he made this festival of his coming here. No, his own child has taken birth here. That's why he celebrated this festival. That's why this place is more special than other places. He has performed his childhood places, but his Pogan and Keshore pastimes also he has performed here by the influence of Yogavaya. Sometimes Krishna sleeping in the cradle, when the sakhis are coming for darshan, he manifests his Keshore form. That's why it is known as the Antarang Prakosh. The don't think that in Gokul only childhood pastimes are performed, only Sakhya Leela is performed. There is also pastimes of Madhur Leela performed. Otherwise, Gokul in Brahma Samhita and Shatra would not have glorified so much. He has performed so many pastimes, but here he has performed all those pastimes and Madhura pastimes also, confidential pastimes also he has performed here. That's why this is a very special place where Krishna has performed. You are hearing, Damodar Ashtak, you are hearing for so many days about his childhood pastimes. You are discussing, hearing Krishna. He manifested for his Brajavasis. He performed very beautiful childhood pastimes like killing of Putana, Mridha Vachan. These are very beautiful young, the pastimes of his childhood. Although Putana, killing of Putana is vibhats, but still he is showing so much of his mercy. Just a little I will speak about Putana's killing. I will speak a few words. Putana, she is not pure. Something that is not pure, who is killing children. Rajasuya Yagya is being performed. Parikshit Maharaj, when he is hearing about this, he became a little bewildered that what you are describing about his childhood pastimes. You are describing about that Putana is coming to kill Krishna. Don't be fearful, because Krishna's, she is impure. Where Govind is not there, where his names are not chanted, only she can have influence only in those places. But here Yashoda mother, all the time she is absorbed in Krishna, Govind's pastime. She is always chanting his names. Here there is nothing inauspicious can enter here. Where with in high voice Govind's leelas, pastimes are being sung. About his childhood pastimes are being sung. That's why Sukadev ji said, Parikshit, be peaceful. Just hear this katha or the Bhakta Vatsalya, you will see his mercy. That such a demoness as Putana also, you will see what kind of high position he will give her. In this pastimes, you will see that how merciful he is to show to the world that such Prabhu, how you can leave such a Prabhu, and whom you can worship more than him, who is so merciful, who can be more merciful than him. You know that she is very mayavi, a witch, knows a lot of mystical tricks. She decorated herself as a very beautiful, it is looking like as if Lakshmiji herself has come in Braj. Yashoda mother Saputana,
she,
couldn't understand that by Yoga Maya's influence she also became bewildered and she said, "Oh Sakhi, where have you come from? Aho Bhagya, I am so fortunate that you have come here. Can I go and see some of my household work and maybe just take care of my child?" And she just left the child in the cradle and left inside the home, maybe to rest or to do something. And here Putana got a chance. She picked him up. Krishna saw Putana. First time when he saw her, he became a little disturbed. "Whenever I come as Ram, first of all I have to kill Taraka came, and now in this form Putana came. What can I do?" She has come now. Whatever way she has, why she has come, but anyway she has come as mother. I cannot leave her now. But where should I send her? Thinking about this, he closed his eyes that where he should send her. Putana couldn't understand. She saw King Krishna as just like a fire hidden in the ashes, and when you put your hand inside, anyway your fingers will get burnt. And now she began to feed him her breast milk, and there is Kalkut poison in her breast, smeared on her breast. Slowly he began to suck her breasts, but then he became angry. Slowly he became more and more angry. "When I am drinking my mother's milk, mother's breast, so much milk is coming, like Sheer's Sagar, and here nothing. And now when he's sucking her breast even strongly, then he took out even her life wear." Putana began to cry. Leave me, please leave me. Shyam Sundar is smiling. "Maya, this will become against the Vedas, because first of all I don't accept anybody, I don't hold anybody so easily, but when I catch, I don't leave. If I leave, then whatever words in the Vedas, whatever I promised in Gita, in Veda, Sardhavan Parisaja, everything become contrary. You come to me leaving everything. I don't see why you have come, how you have come. I am only seeing that you should come. That is all. Kam Krodhan, you have come out of anger, you come out of fear, whatever. However you have come, because you have come, I can't leave you now anymore." She's crying, leave me, but he sucked out her life here. And when he is sucking out her life here, who can save her now? But she's crying. She began to run towards Mathura. "If I will go towards the assembly of Kans, then Mushtik, Chamun and other big asurs who are there, they will protect me. Agasur, Bakasur, they will save me." As soon as Krishna began to run towards Mathura, Krishna in the middle, just on the way, he sucks out her life air. Krishna is telling as if, "I don't go in this form to Mathura." In Mathura, Nandanandan is not going. Bal Krishna does not go to Mathura. He only Vrindavan Paritaja. He cannot leave Vrindavan. And you want to take me to Mathura in this form? This is also against the Vedas. So she fell down, losing her. There was a garden of Kans, and she manifested her demoniac form, and all the garden of the Kans was broken to pieces, all the trees, everything, beauty of that. It is described that from Aligarh to Hathras, it is her body was spread from her ears to her body, looking like as if the peak of Himalayan mountains her body looks like. And still he is resting on her chest, on her breast, and he is laughing loudly. Yashoda mother, when she saw the Brajavasis are running, that somebody has taken, she can't utter a single word, she lost consciousness and fell down. All the Brajavasis somehow kill, saying like this, but till that time she had 50, 60 maybe times they hit the sticks on dead body of the Putana. Where she has come from, who is this? Somehow they climbed her body, high body. Krishna, they climbed, made him climb down. They cut her into pieces, that is something else, that was later on. And now they took Kanhaiya to mother's lap. She took him in her lap. Like a calf is crying for her mother, similarly she is also crying out loudly. And Damodar She is saying to Narayan that please protect my child. Oh Vishnu, please protect his feet. Like this, through his own names, she is chanting and protecting him. Chanting all the various mantras. Shyam Sundar is smiling and he is thinking in mind, I am not able to protect myself. What I can do, my names are doing that work which I cannot do myself. And my mother has manifested this power of my potency of my names. By through innumerable names, now she is Swasti Vachan, she is performing for Krishna. Putana's Vishal, very big body, they cut her into pieces and they burnt all those pieces. And here Nanda Baba is coming towards, she has gone to Mathura. Somehow Vasudev ji also began to understand something is not proper in Braj. Maybe my Lala is also living there in your home. Vasudev ji did not say that my son Krishna. He said, oh my brother, he is saying, my son Dauji Balaram with his mother Rohini, he is living there. I am afraid, my brother, I am just father in name. Just by giving birth, a father is not complete. Who is maintaining the child, who is protecting him, he is father. Actual real father you are. That he doesn't consider me to be his son. He doesn't even know that I am his father. He considers you to be his father. You please go immediately. I am thinking some calamity has befallen on Gokul. Because he knew this meeting, whatever had been decided in Kansa's assembly. And now here Brajavasi, they have burnt her. And there all smoke is coming from the burning of her body. Maybe everything is, all the smell is spreading very far and wide. Bad smell maybe. No. Shukadeva Goswami is saying, that body which has been touched by Krishna's lips, that breast which has been sucked by Krishna, how can, his names are so loud, that his names are so sweet, his names are so beautiful. Then that very person who has touched that body, who has sucked the breast of that body, how can that body emanate foul smell when it is burnt? Not possible. Do not consider this. He is saying to Parikshit Maharaj, it is looking like as if Aguru or Chandan is being spread around. Parikshit Maharaj became very happy. Shukadev said, Rajan, O King, see, look at the mercy of Krishna. If you think about Putana, what she was. Putana means, it is not a good name, it means something inauspicious, a killer of children. This is Putana, inauspicious. She is not served Bhagwan in any ways. She has no sanskar, she is just killing children. She is not even from a good family, not from a good caste. What she is eating? She is a demoniac. She is drinking not prasad, she is drinking the blood of children. She has not, what service she has performed for Bhagavan? Rather, she has gone to kill Krishna and smeared poison on her breasts. And what kind of meditation she had? But what she got? What end did she get? She got mother-like position. If such Bhagavan, if with faith and bhajan and bhakti, suppose somebody performs bhajan to him, then he accepts him definitely. So there is such Putana, when he can give such high position, mother-like, to a person who has come with such aim, then what to speak about those people who come to worship him with good aim and worship him with out of love? Then why we should not worship such a Bhagavan? These cows and these gopis, and what will you give to those gopis who are in Braj? There Shyam Sundara, he becomes spelled. He can't answer this. He has what he is giving this position. I will stop my words. Just one thing more I want to say, that there is nobody equal to him. The Shastra is described, but Mother Yashoda considers him to be son and feeds him her breast milk and wishes him all auspiciousness. Here, Ras Prakashta is shown here, that although Ras is predominating the Tattva. Tattva is like a horse, but the horse is never The horse is never praised, only the rider is praised. So Ras is riding the tattva of horse of the tattva. So whatever mood, emotions you worship him, maybe he may be Mahesh, Ganesh, Surya or whatever. In with this child of pastimes, he is showing that how definitely you must take shelter of his lotus feet. He gives whole of himself, he can give to those who come with him. Faith, we are hearing from Maharaj, there are so many different Maharajis ordering, there are so many at no end. But when the engine becomes warm, then it starts to work, the machine. Within one pastime, you took so much time, and all the pastimes, you did not even touch.
क्या बोले? बोला इंजन जब गर्म होता है ना, गाड़ी धूम से चलते हैं, शाबी इंजन गर्म है।
Now the Maharaj is saying his engine was quite warmed up now, would have gone further. Yes.
He spoke very nicely about this pastime of Putana. So Putana, she actually was a demoness, and she came to Braj, she came to actually Gokul in order to kill Krishna. She had no love and affection for Krishna, but she came in order to kill Krishna, inspired by Kausa. And she approached there, and she took Krishna in the lap and sucked. And Krishna saw that she is acting like a mother, but she has no milk in her breast. So therefore, Krishna very angrily began to suck her breast, and there was no milk there. So therefore, Krishna sucked off her life. So that time she thought that she will run to Mathura, because in Mathura there is actually many demons like Shal, Toshal, Chandu, Mushti, and Agasur, Bakasur, all these demons will help her. So therefore she was flying towards Mathura. But Krishna is Parinanda Shamsa Krishna, Vrindavana Paritya Padam Ekamna Vashati. So Sri Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan of Gokul, and he never goes to Mathura, Parinanda Shamsa Krishna. So therefore Krishna finished off her life right here, in a little away from Gokul. So she expanded her body very much. And Shripa Shamsundar Prabhu was telling very nicely that how it has been said that her hands were so large that they went up to Hathras in Uttar Pradesh, and also Aligarh and so many places. So she had a huge body, she manifested a demonic body. But one doubt may come that she manifested such a big body. So later on the Brajavasis, they cut her body into many pieces in order to cremate her, so that she will not come back to life again. So doubt may come that her body must have emanated a very foul smell while burning, because generally the smell of burning flesh is very foul. But the doubt has been resolved by Shri Shukadeva Goswami. He says that Shri Krishna is Mangala. He is most auspicious of all auspicious. So as soon as Krishna touched the body of Putana, Shri Krishna being antiseptic and prophylactic, Putana's body became fully pregnant. And very great fragrance began to emanate from her body when her body was burned. And Nanda Maharaj actually was told by Vasudeva that, see, our son, my son is Balaram from Rohini. And it seems that you have to look after him, because so many demons inspired by Kausa will actually try to attack Braj, and they will try to harm Krishna and Balaram. So therefore my son Balaram is there, and indirectly indicated that Krishna is your son. So actually, Nanda Atmaja, so he is Atmaja, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj. So therefore, Nanda Maharaj rushed there and he saw that Putana was dead. Krishna was brought down from the hillock-like breast of Putana, and he was brought to safety. And then, they protected Krishna by his own names. So here Shiva Shantanu was making a very good point that Shri Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but Hari se bada Hari ka naam antami nikla karna. That by chanting the names of Krishna, his different limbs were anointed and protected with the tilak of black cows, cow dung and cow urine. So, it's a very sweet pastime. Covered here, quoting many, many beautiful verses from Srimad Bhagavatam.
आपसे हम लोगों ने सुना कि जशोदा मैया कृष्ण को
आंखों के पुतले that she is protecting him like her own eyelid all the time. Shyam Prabhu told that when Putana came, that time Mother Yashoda, this is Sakhi, it's very nice, you have come. Please take care of Lala, I will just go and do some of my household work. She went inside and began to rest. Is it, I can understand this, is it proper? Yashoda can give her child to somebody and rest. Same thing he's explaining to Gurudev now. Never heard like this, and it's not possible also. She came so beautiful, she was. As a mother, she had taken the form. That's why she became enchanted. Rohini and Mother Yashoda couldn't utter a word. She is her mother or what? She's so beautiful. And in that, during that time, Putana showed her Vatsalya Bhav and snatched him. She couldn't do anything. What she is doing? Just feeding her breast milk. In that time only, all this took place. Krishna's till 2.5 or 2-3 quarters years of life, he performed Gokul pastimes. In Vrindavan, never some asur can enter. But we still see that Putana also came, Nagasur, Bakasur, etc. All the demons, Rakshas, they came. What is the reason? The Brajabasis, especially Nanda and Yashoda ji, to renew their prem so that their prem does not become stale. That's why Yogamaya is arranging through these asuras. She brought them, otherwise they cannot enter Braj. Just like we love our son. It looks like as if Krishna's life is finishing. When he was saved from Putana, then her love increased so manifold times that I will never take my child away from my eyes. But again, after 2-4 months, when her little is weak, her love, then Trinavrat came and then flew in the sky, taking him away. Krishna, in just playing, he choked him by the throat and he died. What Krishna can do in this? He's just playing with him. When he came down, people saw the asura is dead. Yashoda mother and Yashoda's love, what was becoming a little weak, again it increases. So like this, asuras are coming and they are increasing again and again, refreshing their prem. Secondly also, in Bhagavat, in many places, Devaki Nandan, it is written, Yashoda ji has two names, one Yashoda, another Devaki. And Devaki name, because she has been given, that's why Vasudev's, she has, because of this name, she has friend relationship with Devaki, the wife of Vasudev. You must understand, wherever Srimad Bhagavatam Devaki is mentioned, it is her, Yashoda mother. कृष्ण
देवकी के पुत्र नहीं है
नॉट इज नॉट देवकी सन ही हैज अपीयर्ड व्हाई Because she cannot taste Vatsalya Ras, she cannot free, she never fed him breast milk. And Mother Yashoda, she has enjoyed Vatsalya Ras completely. Nanda Baba, the Brajabasis, they have tasted all this. That's why all the time you must understand that this is Nanda Nandan Krishna. 2.5 years, Shri Krishna, what pastimes he performed? Was he all quiet all this time? No. Gopis are coming sometimes, they would love him, show affection, and Krishna and Baldev, they would wrestle. They would create some competition between them and go and bring that stool, wooden stool. He's not able to lift this wooden stool. Nandaji's shoes, bring those. He's bringing on his forehead, sometimes this, sometimes that. Now he is beginning to go out of his home, out of the door of his home. Sometimes he is holding the bull by his horn, sometimes a snake. Sometimes such pastimes he is performing and big, big dogs are there and he will put just his hand inside their mouths like this. Astonishing, sometimes he would hold a sword. Mother Yashoda and Rohini, both of them still can't control him. Both of them together. They can't even, don't have time to make their kitchen. They cannot cook in kitchen day and night, just absorbed in Krishna's, maintaining him, protecting him. Like this, 2.5, 2, 3 quarters of an year are spent. The fall training, the fruit seller came. Maharishi Durvasa also came during this time. He saw this astonishing pastimes of Krishna. He was astounded by this. Who is he? He began to wonder. Krishna came. He said, "Arey, oh Baba, tell me. I won or Sridham?" He can't answer. When he opened his mouth, he entered his mouth and he showed the entire universe, millions and millions of universes. So there are many, many pastimes of Gokul. Gokul. Nandaji's. Where? Go. Go. Gopa. Gopi. Go. What's the cows? All of them reside. And all different types of pastimes are performed. In such Gokul, you went. You are very fortunate, all of you. Translation.
Therefore, Krishna was present in Gokul after 2.5 years age, or after 3. A question may arise, no demon can enter Gokul. But how demons like Putana were allowed to enter and Trinavata? Or simply to renew the prem of the Vrijavasi, in order that the prem should not become
stale, old,
should not become stuck in one place, stagnant, thank you, dear source. So, for example, when Putana took away Krishna, then Mother Yashoda, when she got him back, like she thought, I had lost Krishna. So when she got him back, then how close she would have kept him? Then she made a vow, I will not put Krishna away from me again. She always kept him very far, very close. What to speak of when Trinavata took Krishna near? Then Krishna always renews the prem of the Vrijavasi. Therefore sometimes, we hear that Krishna is Devaki Nandan, the son of Devaki. But really we know that Krishna is not the son of Devaki from Mathura. That Krishna was not born in Mathura, he appeared in Mathura. Therefore, how can we reconcile this? We can understand that Yashoda Devi has two names. One is Yashoda, one is Devaki. Because she had the same name as the wife of Bhaktadev, Devaki in Mathura, then she has some like Sakiras or Sakiba, feelings of fraternity with her. Sisterhood. Devaki Krishna at 2.5 years old, is he staying in one place still? No. So many activities he is doing. The gopis are also engaged in that. they are arranging fighting matches between Krishna and Balaram. Who is stronger? Who is stronger? The Gopis are saying to Krishna, you can bring that footstool from a distant place, but Krishna could not lift it up, it was too heavy for him. Sometimes the Gopi, Nandababa is telling, bring my shoes from there, my wooden shoes. So when they came a bit more old, like 3 years old, they began going outside to play. That time they would grab the horns of big bulls, they would grab snakes, they would put their hand in the mouth of big dogs. That time Rohini, they would play with fire. So Rohini Yasoda became so much busy to protect Krishna and Balaram, they could not perform their household duties like cooking. Therefore they used to engage their sati, their servants, in cooking, and they would look after Krishna. So restless at that age, big, big personalities came to see Krishna and Gokul, like Shankar, and especially Durvasa Rishi. When Durvasa Rishi saw Krishna and Sridhar playing, they went and asked, hey Baba, who won the fighting match, the wrestling match? Durvasa was completely stunned, could not speak. Then Krishna asked, Baba, are you retarded? Are you dumb? Can you not speak? So many, many pastimes they did in this Gokul and how much for. Then Durvasa became stunned, then Krishna sucked him into his mouth. Then for millions of years he was rotating in Krishna's stomach, one universe to another universe to another universe. Then Krishna expelled him. So these and many, many more pastimes happened in Gokul. How fortunate we are to go there today. Go down.
We have
Bhagavatamrita. Yesterday we heard the gopis were speaking. Oh, in this world, Vrindavan is most fortunate, even more fortunate than Vaikunth. Even Puran Purush Krishna, he appeared there, maintaining the cows, playing the flute, and performs different pastimes there. Shankarji, Brahmaji and Lakshmiji is also worshipping his lotus feet always. Further, they begin to say, Sanskrit, huh? Bhajan? These gopis are fortunate. Brajavasis, all of them are fortunate. Braj is also fortunate, we agree. But amongst them all also, most fortunate are these gopis. They are most fortunate. These gopis who at the time of milking the cow, they are singing. In the grinding motor, what they are doing, maybe they are sweeping the floor, maybe they are smearing some cow dung on the courtyard. Maybe they are teaching the parrot to speak. Somebody is churning the yogurt in the morning, and Yashoda mother is remembering childhood pastimes and singing. As if Krishna the chariot of the minds of the gopis, he is riding that. Gopis don't know anything else, working day, night, as if completely absorbed in Krishna. They are remembering, meditating on him only. Not only this, the gopis, Krishna is also thinking about them, because he is also riding on the chariot of their mind and thinking about them, meditating on them. He forgets everything else. Like this, oh, the most fortunate Braj Gopis. Now, the Braj Gopis and the Braj cows, both of them, they are describing the glories of them, their glories. Brahmaji, in Vrindavan, when he comes, he got the mercy of Krishna. And through that mercy, the strength of that mercy, now some of the glories have manifested in his hearts of the Brajabasis. He described till Vatsalya Ras. He described what these words. He described, but he cannot touch Madhur Ras. He did not. He has no qualification for that. That's why till Vatsalya he has described in his prayers, but he has not touched Madhur Ras. Now, they are describing the devotees' glory, the glory of devotees and the cows. They are saying, first of all, Krishna, those gopis whose breast milk he drank his mother's breast milk, definitely. But those who were neighbors, who were Yashoda's friends, they also sometimes used to feed their breast milk to Krishna. Especially till 1 year, Krishna in Braj, he became Gopalak. All the children he became, all the Gopalak he became. When Brahmaji kidnapped everybody and put them, locked them in a cave, then he did not let even Brahma understand, not even rather Baldev Prabhu also couldn't understand. And he himself, how many boys there were, his sticks, their sticks, their flutes, their voice, their complexion, their body, whatever they had, exactly he expanded himself into those many forms, that many forms. And he became calves, and he became calves and the boys. And again, continued performing his grazing cow grazing pastime in similar manner. And all the desires that there were of the gopis in that Braj, that, oh, if Krishna was my son for 1 year, he fulfilled this desire of theirs. Those gopis who had thought that Krishna should be my son, we wanted to feed them, we wanted to feed him breast milk. Krishna fulfilled, to fulfill their desire, he expanded and became their sons. And there were other Braj gopis who wanted that Krishna should become our beloved Priyatam, our husband. Then Krishna, as Gwal Bal, he married them. Krishna, all of them, to his Krishna Sakhas, means he himself, whom he expanded into, they got married. So like this, he performed such astonishing pastimes. That is why he is saying, Aho, Brahma and others are we, for millions and millions of years, perform yajna. And then we offer to him, but he is still not satisfied. But the gopis, by drinking their breast milk, by drinking the cow's milk, Krishna is never satisfied. I want to drink more, more, more. He is eager, more and more eager, greedy to drink their milk. These are the gopis. And these, who can describe the glories of such gopis and such cows? So that's why he is astonished and he is surprised, and he is saying for the translation.
Therefore, we are continuing Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sri Sanatana Goswami's description of the glories of Sarvasangha. In Srimad Bhagavatam is stated, "Oh, this earth planet is fortunate because of the presence of Vrindavan. Thus, this Vrindavan is even more glorious than the Vaikuntha planets. Why? Because that supreme person, Puran Purush, the most ancient person, Sri Krishna, is here walking directly upon it. That same Sri Krishna, whom even big personalities like Lakshmi, Shankar, and Lord Brahma worship. Deva, how fortunate are the Brijvasis? Jogohani, Bohanani, Matapalopanena, Premkin Khan Adita Bhagavito. In all activities, the gopis remain completely absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, the gopis are fortunate, but the gopis are the most fortunate, because in all activities they never forget Krishna. Whether churning yogurt, their hearts are completely absorbed in him and they chant Govinda Dhamo Dharamadavita. Whether milking cows, or nursing their children, sweeping their houses, they know nothing else except Krishna and his name. Therefore, how fortunate are the gopis? Urukhamachitta Jan. The whole world thinks of Krishna, but the gopis always reside in the chariot of the gopis' mind. Therefore, Krishna forgets everything else except the gopis. Therefore, Lord Brahma in his prayers, he said, Aho iti danya brajagubramanya stanamritabhita iti atimu. How fortunate, aho iti danya. How fortunate are the cows and the gopis of Vrindavan, because they are offering their breast milk directly to Krishna. Even the Brahmanas perform yajnas for thousands of years and they offer to Yajna Purush. But Krishna is not so satisfied taking the offerings of yajna as he is taking the milk of the Brijvasis and the cows. Therefore, Brahmaji also prayed, Tadburi Bhagyam Hijanma Atala Yagokarati Katamangri Rajogishekha. Brahmaji prayed, I hope I can take birth as a stone, because Yastu Nikilam Bhagavan Mukundas, because they completely offer themselves at the feet of Bhagavan Mukunda. By the mercy of the Brijvasi, then Lord Brahma could understand the greatness of the Brijvasi. Therefore, because he is not so qualified, he is only glorified Vatsali Ras, but not more than that. He is not touched Madhuri Ras. Therefore, Brahmaji, when he saw Krishna's lila, he became astonished. Because the mothers of Vrindavan, the elderly gopis of Vrindavan, had a desire. If Krishna could drink my breast milk, then my life would be, I would be completely satisfied. Then we can understand that Krishna drank the milk of his mother, but the other gopis also. Therefore, that pastime is there when Brahmaji stole the calicoys and the calves of Krishna. For 1 year, Krishna personally became all the friends and all the cows and received great happiness drinking their breast milk. Even Krishna's maya was so powerful, even Baladev could not understand that all the cows and the boys were Krishna himself. In fact, Krishna completely duplicated the sticks, the cloth, the voice, and the complexion of both the boys and the young calves. All the cows also had a desire. If Krishna was my calf,
I could feed him milk directly. The mothers also desired this. Therefore, when Krishna became those calves and boys, for 1 year he completely fulfilled all their desires. And some gopis, they also had some desire. If Krishna could become my beloved or my husband, that would be wonderful. Therefore, this most astonishing lila, Krishna became all those cowherd boys and married those girls and fulfilled their desires. Therefore, just see Brahmaji in the answer, just see the glories of the Vrijavasi.
Brahmaji. Describing the glories of the cows and the gopis, further he is saying,
Nanda Baba,
the gopis residing there, the gopis, the birds, animals, trees, creepers, also he is remembering now. He got the spurti of them and becoming very astonished, he is saying, Aho Bhagyam, most fortunate. Because he is very surprised, two times he is repeating, Aho Bhagyam, most fortunate. And then all the Vrajabasis, he is describing their supreme fortune, the of the Vrajabasis. What kind of fortune does Nand have? What kind of relationship he has with Gopas, the Gopis, so glorious they are. What to speak about them, even all that, everything that there is. So astonishing are their glories. That's why becoming very ecstatic, he is repeating this, Aho Bhagyam, twice. Nanda Baba is most fortunate. All the gopis, from the old to the young, the Krishna Sakhas, all of them are supremely fortunate. The Brajavasis, Mahabhagyavan, most fortunate. Why? Because Paramanand Pur Brahma is their eternal friend. Who? Paramanand Purna Brahma. Not just Brahma. Purna Brahma. Not Nirvishesh, important Brahma. Paramananda. Who has roop, qualities, bhatvatsalya, such qualities he has. The complete Brahma. Eternally. Nitakal means. Even after the pastimes have been finished here in Aprakat Kal, in this unmanifest pastimes, he is still their friends. Sanatan Mitra means, eternal friend means, Krishna is always bringing all auspiciousness to the Brajavasis, he never ignores them. It's not that he will just make somebody free of fear, rather he is performing them Param Anand.
Or
one who gives the supreme bliss, that who Krishna, he is their eternal friend, eternal. He is in friend in Gokul Braj. Krishna is never Paramatma, Bhagavan, Parameshwar. He is never all this. He is their friend, somebody's brother, somebody's beloved. Although he is Paramanand, Sanatan,
Paranand,
he is the friend of Brajavasis and Gopis, the other who are residing in Braj. That is why poor Brahm Sanatan, he is there. He is very astonished and he is worshipping now. Today, it looks like you are very tired. All day you are wandering all around Braj. You haven't got any rest, I guess. I will stop the katha today here. Tomorrow, After Harikatha, you will go to Nidhivan,
Gopeshwar,
Dhir Samir.
Bansiwar,
Dhir Samir.
Dhir Samir, Bansiwar,
Gopeshwar Mahadev,
and
Govind Dev Ji's darshan you will have. In the middle, you will Ganpati Mahadev also. If possible, you can have darshan of that place also.
Tomorrow, we will go to Dhir Samir, Bansiwar, where Ras Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Govinda Ji, in the way, Bankhandi Mahadev, and then to the Go Prima.
Hare Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. So many devotees affected by cold and cough. I have humble request to raise cold and cough just to not come close to Gurudev. Both of them thanda laga hai, khasi rahe. जिन लोग का जिन लोगों को ठंडा लगा बहुत खांसी है वो लोग मेरे सामने ना आए
डॉक्टर
है और डॉक्टर को कह रहे हैं जरा ठंडा के सामने आ सकते ना और देयर सो मेनी ऑल द डॉक्टर बट फॉर कोल्ड एंड कॉफ एंड म्यूकस देयर इज अ वेरी सिंपल मेडिसिन द ब्लैक टी द हॉट ब्लैक टी यूज इन लिटिल सॉल्ट एंड टू गार्गल इन 3 डेज यू कैन गेट क्लियर एंड फ्रॉम योर यू कैन गेट रिड ऑफ कोल्ड Yeah, not for drink. The black tea, hot black tea, mix some salt and do gargle. Then our cold cough will go away. In 3 days will be clear. जिन लोग ठंडा लगा है खास रहे हैं जो चाय है गर्म चाय में का नमक जो करके गार्गिल करने से 3 दिन में ठीक हो जाएगा हर एक पीने के नहीं जाते थे
Not for drinking.
So Ramaji, after chanting the glories of the human Vrindavan, then Ramaji is so much overwhelmed
Gargal.
He began to praise all the moving and non-moving entities of Brajamandal. In fact, Lord Rama became so overwhelmed, he prayed Ahobhagyam Nanda Gopakrajasi. Ahobhagyam means how fortunate. He was so overwhelmed, he said it twice. Then finally said, how glorious, how fortunate are the gopis, how fortunate are the gopis. I pay dhanabhats to their lotus feet. Yam mitram paramananda purabrahma sunatana. Therefore all the gopis, headed by Nanda, whether they be old or young, they are greatly fortunate. Because that's absolute truth, not just not just Parabrahma, but that Parabrahma with Paramananda. That Krishna, he is not the unique nirvishesh Brahma. He is that Brahma, Sakam Brahma, endowed with all pastimes, qualities, and transcendental form. And he is a present with Yamitram Paramapurna Brahma Sanatana. He is eternally present. Why? Because even when his pastimes are manifest from here, either they're going on somewhere else in this world, or they're always going on in the eternal spiritual world. Then with that Krishna, he always desires eternally to give benefit to the Brijvasis. He is the well-wisher of the Brijvasis, and the Brijvasis are the well-wisher of Krishna. Krishna can never neglect them in any condition. Then that eternal absolute truth is their friend. He gives them happiness and they give him happiness. The Brijvasi never think of Krishna as Bhagawan, Iswar, Parabrahma, Paramatma. They always think of that Krishna only as their friend, lover, son or brother. Therefore Brahmaji is astonished, despite being the absolute truth, how close he is to them. Therefore finally, Brahmaji is getting dhanabhats to the feet of all the moving and non-moving entities of Brajamandal.
Go Brajamandal. Nāgvāpriya Brahmachari.
हमसे अभी हमारे घर में भेंट करे
मिले हरे कृष्णा Please register as soon as possible so we can include you in buses and all other places lodging. Also, the boys who are worried when we go to Govinda, where you will
stay. Madhav Priya! Madhav Priya ji, humse mile.
When we will stay in Govinda, anyone who is worried where he will stay or she will stay, you can speak with Brinda to find out what she has arranged for you.
जय जय यशोदानन्द कृष्ण गोपाल
Thank you.